Hello and welcome to the Business Spotlight. We're talking with Rock Island Parks and Recreation Director Todd Winter. Todd, how are you?
Very good, thank you.
We're at Highland Springs Golf Course. I love my job. I get to come out and hang out at the golf course all day. You are about ready to open.
That's correct. March 21st at 10 a.m.
So I know during the winter months we've had a weird winter and even some days where it reached 60 degrees. Did you get a lot of golfers wondering if you were going to open early?
Oh, yeah. You can hear the phone ringing in the background right now. So people are starting to call. They're anxious to get out and play.
So tell me a little bit about Highland Springs Golf Course for people who haven't been here. How many holes and what are some of the amenities and challenges of the course?
Sure. We're an 18-hole course. Traditional length, par 72. It opened in 1968, so we're just over our 50th anniversary, getting close to 60 years here. And it's a challenging course for all playing abilities. It's really fun. It's fair, but it's a great layout, and it's really popular. It's been one of the most popular courses in the Quad Cities for nearly 60 years now.
Absolutely. The location of Highland Springs, too, is also desirable because you're in the city of Rock Island, but you're in the southwest portion where folks in southern Rock Island and Mercer County can easily come and enjoy a round of golf.
Yeah, that's correct. It's kind of a best of both worlds. We're in the city of Rock Island on the outskirts, so we get the close to the city, but also close to the rural areas, too. So we have a lot of our golfers are from Taylor Ridge, Reynolds, Alito, Girard. It's a convenient for the entire Illinois side of the Quad Cities.
Well, I shot a 90 here, only playing 9 holes, so I can tell you that, yeah, anybody is welcome here to golf, no matter your skill level. Speaking of that, do you help folks? Can you help people with their swing if they need it?
We have a teaching professional, Jeff LaRue. He does all of our private and group lessons. We have a really popular ladies clinic and men's clinics that go on monthly starting in April. And we also are part of the First Tee Quad Cities, so we have First Tee classes going on pretty much 6 days a week, starting in April all the way through September.
Yeah, I saw on the wall over here, First Tee. For people that don't know what that is, can you explain?
Yeah, it's a national junior golf program, and we're part of the Quad Cities chapter. So Highland Springs, Red Hawk, Emise, and Palmer Hills are make up the First Tee Quad Cities. It's for juniors ages 6 through 14. And the great thing about the First Tee is it teaches the game of golf, but it also teaches the life skills that you learn through the game of golf. Golf, like sportsmanship, honesty, integrity, things like that. So they really try to tie in life skills and golf skills.
Maybe if we can teach them patience at a young age too, they'll be better older golfers.
Yes, for sure.
So I also drove by Saukee earlier, the golf course in the city of Rock Island, a little closer to 38th, and I see the clubhouse is under construction there. Tell me what's going on.
Sure. We received a grant from the state of Illinois a year ago December, to about $1 million to build a brand new clubhouse at Saukee. Saukee's nearing 100 years old, so and the clubhouse was original to the course, so it was long overdue. So we're building a new clubhouse there. It'll be open at the end of May this year. So we'll start the golf season. We have a construction trailer we're working out of for the first part of the season. But the new clubhouse will have an indoor simulator that'll be open year-round, and a nice patio, a bar. It'd be more accommodating for our leagues, our events and outings. And then the big thing is just that year-round operations with the indoor golf simulator.
Sounds like a great place to play a game of golf, relax, have something to eat, have a beer maybe.
Exactly. That's the whole point. Just give people a reason to come back to the golf course. And then that, like I mentioned, the year-round business is going to be great for it. And the location, too. It's so convenient. There's really nothing in that part of town where people can just pop in, maybe enjoy the simulator, just hang out, grab something to drink or eat.
And we are again here at Highland Springs Golf Course with Todd Winter, Director of Rock Island Parks and Recreation. And Todd, we just want to invite people out to play a great game of golf or even a bad game of golf, but do they need to call ahead or can they just stop by?
So if the first week that we're open, we'll direct people to our website to book a tee time online. But starting next Friday, March 21st, when we have people actually in the clubhouse working, they can call in for a tee time. But really try to encourage people to go to our website, just Google Highland Springs or Saukee, click on the book a tee time, and you can, that's the easiest way to do it.
All right. It's a fantastic part of our community, Highland Springs Golf Course, Saukee Golf Course, part of Rock Island Parks and Recreation. Thanks so much for your time, Todd.
Thank you.
And this has been the Business Spotlight.